Welcome to the Veggie Boy Project. This is a dramatization of a young man's desire for better health and how it led him to a journey into faith.
I haven't made a recording in a while. Sorry. I've just been distracted by health issues. About a month ago, I noticed my vision in my upper right corner of my right eye seemed a little blurry. I thought it was kind of weird. My vision had otherwise been perfect. I never need glasses. Like, Dad's the only one who needs glasses. That's only because he's constantly reading thick books and typing up sermons on his laptop every day. I went to a local optometrist to get my eyes checked out. During the checkup, the optometrist discovered that there was pressure in my right eye. It was seriously elevated. Eye pressure? I didn't even know there was such a thing. I know about blood pressure, which is still great, by the way. 115 over 75 when Dr. Winchek. She's a really thorough optometrist, I have to say. Dr. Win told me that eye pressure should normally be in the low teens. My left eye was at a 10, which is great. My right eye, on the other hand, clocked in at 30. Not only did that number sound really high in comparison, but the concern and expression on her face made me realize this was serious. She gave me a referral to go visit an ophthalmologist. Man, that's a hard word. I think it's another word for eye doctor. Okay, anyways. Oddly enough, because of how insurance works, I actually visited my regular doctor first, so that I could get an official referral to visit an ophthalmologist. Health insurance is weird and complicated. When I finally visited an ophthalmologist, he diagnosed me with open-angle glaucoma, which is basically an eye disease where pressure in the eye is elevated. Worst case scenario, if glaucoma is left untreated, you can lose vision in your eye and even go blind. Dr. Jefferson answered all my questions. I didn't get glaucoma from watching too much TV. There doesn't seem to be an underlying cause to my disease. There currently is no cure. Any vision loss is not reversible. There's already a damage to my optic nerve, hence the blurry vision in the right corner of my right eye. One day, I may need surgery in my eye to try to keep the pressure down. However, he told me that glaucoma is a slowly progressive disease and that I shouldn't worry too much right now. With proper treatment and regular checks, he seemed confident that we can keep the disease in check and preserve my vision. He prescribed me some eye drops to bring my eye pressure down. Glaucoma. It took a couple of days to process this. I always thought it was just a disease for old people. I was like 40 years younger than everyone in the waiting room. I have to admit, I was frightened by the idea that I could go blind in my right eye. I mean, I would be more like Paul the Apostle, but not like this. I prayed every day for my eye to be healed. When I checked the next morning, the blurred spot was still there. Was this disease going to be the thorn in my flesh? 2 weeks later, Dr. Jefferson checked my eye pressure. My left eye was still at a 10. My right eye pressure dropped down to 14, which is great news, thank God. Dr. Jefferson said I would have follow checkups every 4 months to see how I was doing. A couple of days later, I caught a cold or something viral. I don't know. I had a fever, runny nose, cough, congestion, the works. I basically felt miserable for a few days. I took some NyQuil at night, but nothing else. The cold went away and I started getting a little better, but then one night, I started to cough, and cough, and cough. My lungs didn't feel stable anymore. I don't know how else to explain it. My lungs felt shaky and I felt out of breath. I ran into the bathroom at one point and kept coughing into the sink. I looked down and there was black blood. What's going on with me? I didn't sleep all night. The next day, I went straight to urgent care. The doctor diagnosed me with bronchospasms. He thought that perhaps my viral sickness triggered an acute asthma attack. The doctor wrote me a prescription for an albuterol inhaler and sent me on my way. Asthma? First glaucoma? Now this? What's going on, Lord? I'm eating healthy. I'm exercising. My blood pressure, blood sugar, and cholesterol are good. What have I done wrong? I always thought asthma symptoms involve wheezing like you see in movies. Apparently, asthma can just cause you to cough violently. The albuterol took the edge off my coughing, but didn't stop it. That night, I found that I would keep coughing if I lay down flat. However, if I sat up or stood up, I was alright. I tried to prop myself in bed with all my pillows so that I could keep sleeping sitting up. However, when I fell asleep, I eventually fell sideways. I would start coughing again and wake up. This happened several times throughout the night. I started crying out to the Lord, begging him just to heal me enough so I could get the rest I needed. I was tired of coughing. I was tired of worrying about my vision. I was tired of dealing with my health. I just wanted to sleep. In the midst of my struggles, maybe around 4 a.m., I don't know, I suddenly had a vision of Jesus. Well, maybe vision's not the right word. I didn't actually see anything. It's not like I peered into the poor back 2,000 years or caught a glimpse of heaven. I guess a more accurate word would be an impression. I thought of Jesus on the cross. I thought of him being crucified, gasping for breath, writhing in pain. I also thought about how horribly Jesus was suffering physically, but probably didn't even compare to the amount of anguish Jesus experienced carrying the burden of sins of all humanity. Throughout the entirety of human history, your sins, my sins, Jesus was alone, cut off from the Father. Jesus was dying in front of a crowd that mocked and jeered him, a crowd who didn't appreciate what he was trying to do. I was screaming at them to stop, but I saw myself in that crowd, hurling crude insults at Jesus. I hear him cry out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Jesus didn't have to endure this humiliation. He is God. He created us. Jesus didn't need to save us. He could have left humanity to die and start all over. He could have come off the cross any time he wanted. A legion of angels would have come to his rescue if Jesus called out to them. Yet, Jesus didn't. He stayed on the cross and died for us. Why? Because he loves us. He loves you. He loves me. Even though we're honestly aren't worth saving, Jesus cared enough to give up his life to save us. Then I just started crying. I couldn't stop. Jesus gave up everything for me. I accepted him as my Lord and Savior and lived as a Christian for a long time, but I never really thought about what Jesus' sacrifice meant for me personally. Until now. I spent all this time worrying about myself. I lost sight of Jesus for a short while. I realize now I can't worry about things in my life that I cannot control. I need to focus on Jesus and cling to him and never let him go. No matter what happens to me, I will keep following Jesus, wherever that path may lead me.
This episode was written by Jennifer and David Quach. The voice of Liam was Justin Vung. Original theme music and narration by Philip Pitcher. If you live in the Southern California area around Orange County and are looking for a good optometrist, try Eastgate Optometry Care. Call 714-373-2020. To schedule an appointment now.
Next time on The Veggie Boy Project,
Caden shares some surprising news with Liam.